This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Stepping straight into another edition of the Motoring Experience with Prashurban Naidu. Back behind the wheel today, we're diving into the all-electric, ultra-luxurious Volvo EX90. A bold step into the future from the Swedish brand. Plus, Prashurban gives us a teaser of what's coming up next week. Let's just say it's Italian, it's fiery, and it wears an Alfa Romeo badge. And yes, as always, we'll wrap things up with a useful motoring tip and smooth things into a Friday, a damn, to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashurban. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Kanzash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
I'm good, man. Sorry to hear about it. I think Chris was telling me that you were involved in an accident yesterday. How are you doing?
Hey, got that. I'm a bit irritated because the driver that caused it came onto my lane. I was driving, and then he swerved into my lane. Yeah. And then I had to brake hard, and then I ended up colliding with another vehicle. But you know what? At least it wasn't crazy because I stopped very hard. So I avoided any, catastrophic impact. Needless to say, just drive safe out there, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, most definitely. Those motoring tips always come in handy. But I'm so glad. You know, I'm always grateful for life more than anything. Everything else could be and can be repaired. But when it comes to life, that's what we need to be grateful for. So I'm just grateful that you're okay, Prashurban, nonetheless.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Appreciate it.
All right, now let's get straight into it. I mean, when you first saw the Volvo EX90 in the metal, what stood out for you, Prashurban?
So, hey, it absolutely is definitely quite a look ahead, very futuristic, very understated design. It's a full seven-seater SUV, very clean servicing, flush door handles, a smoothed out front end, and distinctive color wheels. It has a very strong road presence, refined and premium Volvo. You know, the premium Volvo has a natural knack of creating minimalistic but timeless design in their cars, and it looked quite cool.
I mean, we all know Volvo, you know, to be so luxurious. So take us through, you know, the cabin experience in terms of the luxury, the tech, and overall, you know, quality. Where does it sit when it comes to the market price as well?
So stepping inside, it's very minimalistic. You know, high quality materials went into it, but I do think they went too, you know, much into the sustainability side. I see that most of the materials inside are made out of recyclable materials. It's not really that premium, but when you look at the price tag, it's a lot of money. It's about 6 million rand. But apart from the tech is quite great, uncluttered, beautiful sound system. One or two grabs was that the sunroof. So they have this thing where it's a clear sunroof. You can't close it at all. So it's open 24/7. As you can imagine, the sun really makes the cabin very, very hot, especially if you don't have undercover parking. But, you know, in terms of tech-wise, get the job done right. And I think locally, is it ready for a market? Not yet. I think EV adoption in the country, we still have a long way to catch up, especially infrastructure-wise. I think the market is gravitating towards more plug-in hybrids. So there's that. And 2.6 million rand in dash. That's a lot of money, eh?
Yeah, I know. Yo, that's a lot, actually. But nonetheless, let's talk performance, Prashurban. How does it drive? And what's the real world story when it comes to the range and range anxiety?
So on the road, the EX90 delivers quite what you'd expect from a flagship Volvo. Smooth, refined, and just very, very, very quiet, actually. Power delivery is effortless, and you're getting quite a good amount of power. It's about 380 kilowatts and 980 meters of torque. Basically, if you put it head-to-head with the BMW M3, in a straight line, it could beat it, maybe. But, it's absolutely quite quick. But obviously, it's not outright aggression. But range-wise, I manage about 500 kilometers of electric range. And it's decent day-to-day driving. And if you wanted to take this to Durban and charge it halfway, you can't do so, actually. You just have to be, plan your trips in advance. And that's really about it. I didn't actually have any range anxiety at all. So not too bad. Just heavily, relies on planning in terms of when you're going to drive and your trips. So that's the biggest factor, actually.
All right. Now, shifting gears, Prashurban, I hear next week's feature is an Alfa Romeo. What can you tell us about this mystery machine?
Ah, absolutely. We have the Alfa Romeo Stelvio Quadrifoglio. I know it's a whole mouthful, but it's a very, very special car. You're getting a high-performance SUV with a Ferrari engine inside, a 2.9-liter twin-turbocharger V6. It's a car, you know, driven by emotion and character rather than just numbers. And might I say, it might be an interesting car. I mean, very excited because I love Alfa. I love Alfa.
Oh, all right. And what are you most looking forward to, you know, with this high-performance Italian Astana?
Looking forward to experiencing it on a longer drive. I do plan on taking it, you know, somewhere far out. Fuel consumption, of course, I don't think we would be looking at that in details, but I'll definitely track that. And I think just the emotional appeal to discover Quadrifoglio challenging drivers like the BMW X4M in terms of engagement and personality. And it's one of those cars that, you know, it stands out. And I'm very curious to see how it fares. And I know we offer mares in the country, no one really buys them as much, but it's one of those cars maybe you can highlight the unique, you know, factor that it's a special car. It's not just, you know, like a trend set. It's supposed to be for a niche market of people that love these type of cars. So let's see how it fares, you know.
All right, Prashevan, thank you so much. Before I let you go, could you hit us up with your motoring tip and also with your hot gem to kickstart the weekend?
All right, thank you, Kimba. So, as in the beginning with that accident, always drive defensively and consider the actions of other road users and just try and keep a safe following distance and just be cautious. Sometimes you can't really, you just have to be your best in a situation like that. And 3 seconds makes a big difference, as I can attest. If I didn't counteract that move, I would have had a more crazier outcome in a situation. So just be aware of driving out there and just, yeah, be careful. And you'll end up with social platter, remix.
All right. Thank you so much, Peshawar, and hope you get much, much better, you know, throughout the entire weekend. So next week, you know, we can hit the road going. So please get better and catch you again next week, Friday, and have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was Prashevan Naidu on the Capricorn Motoring Experience. Catch him next week, Friday, same time, same place. And also find his work on topspeed.com and ed.news.co.za. Follow him as well on all social media platforms at Wheels and Journeys across the socials.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.